Hi, assalamu alaikum. This is Worola, your soul sister, and this is the Monday Blues podcast show, also known as Monday is Not the Enemy. Okay, so today I want to share with you something that I only just recently took note of. So I began to post online last year, and I decided this year I needed to be more structured and more directed about it. So I spoke to an online strategist who said to me, "Oh, different days of the week have different themes, and if you follow those themes and use the hashtag, etc., you will get more traction online." So he gives me a list, and I find things like TGIF, Throwback Thursday, Women Crush Wednesday, and lo and behold, there was also Monday Motivation, or is it Motivational Monday? And I'm like, oh wait, what? This is a thing? Why Monday Motivation? What's wrong with Monday that you need motivation on Monday? So I was curious. So I go and I check it out, and I find that there are over 11 million posts, and of course it is growing. 11 million posts about Monday Motivation. And I'm a bit confused because I don't get it. I can be slow like that sometimes. Because in my head, I'm thinking, Monday, yeah, you resume at work, and motivation only happens when I'm resisting something. I don't want to do it, but I have to do it, and it's important I get it done. So is it that on Monday, I and the so many other people that need to get to work really do not want to go to work? Is that it? Because I know when I want to hang out with my girlfriend, I don't need motivation. When I want to watch my favorite program on TV, I don't need encouragement. When I want to, gist with my friend or call somebody up, or I have a business deal that I'm pursuing or whatever, I don't really need motivation to get those things done because I am already kind of hyped about them. So what is it about Monday? I know, for example, doctors who are really passionate about their work, who love their jobs, they don't need motivation to get out of a warm bed at night when there's an emergency. They just jump and they're out of bed, and they are getting what needs to get done. They're saving lives or whatever it is they're doing. So if Monday has been marked out for motivation, what about the other days of the week? Why is it different? What is it that we're resisting about Monday that makes us need to kind of be dragged kicking and screaming to, do what needs to be done through Monday? This must be a conspiracy theory to brainwash us. It must be something, someone started this somewhere in some dark basement to blacklist Monday. Or it could be that we have a bigger problem. We have a bigger problem than being motivated on Mondays. Why is it that we are being encouraged to go to work on Monday? Why don't I want to work on Monday? Why am I forcing myself to go to work on Monday? Am I merely tolerating my job? Am I going there because, okay, at the end of 30 days, I'm going to get paid? What is it that I am ignoring about Monday that I am not, peeling up off the layers and taking a look at and being sincere with myself that, look, if I'm tolerating Monday and possibly Monday through Friday, then there is a problem I need to look at. Because if 5 days of every week is spent doing something I'd rather not be doing, that means 200 days out of every year, I am very likely not at my best. I am not optimal. I am not excited. I am not happy. Maybe not elated, but at least I'm not happy. What then does that add up to after 10, 20 years of work? What does that mean for my life? Motivational Monday. Sometimes we really need to take a look at the things we buy into. Motivation is cool, don't get me wrong. It has its good sides, and believe me, it's got some dark sides that I'm going to talk about one of these days. But we need to be very careful. If you are needing motivation to get through work Monday through Friday, or if you are telling yourself that you are just going to be here for a while and manage the work and tolerate the work, then you need to look at what it is about your job that makes you think that way. Is it the job? Is it your boss? Is it your colleagues? Or is it you? Are you the one with the issues? Believe me, the minute you begin to take power and the minute you begin to decide that I have control, I can feel however I want to feel about my job, then we'll begin to see magic happen. And guess what? You won't need to be motivated on Monday. You would have found a way to encourage yourself that this opportunity of a job you have on Mondays through Fridays, you had better be grateful for it. So, I don't buy into motivation on Monday. I buy into finding a reason why we should be happy and grateful that we have a job to go to on Mondays. So, do share with me your comments, questions, and of course, share with your friends, debate it, throw it out, say I'm saying rubbish, whatever. But the most important thing, I think, is for us to begin to think through why we do the things we do and why there's a crowd mentality about certain things and why we can do better and be better about Mondays and dealing with Monday blues. I'm your soul sister again. This is the Monday Blues Show, and I'll talk to you next week, Monday. Take care now.